you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Mark Striegel, John Astronomy, the Talking Metal Podcast, coming to you from the Silver Spacecraft. I'm Bud Friendly. Here's your hosts, Mark and John.
Hey, still hanging out here at Tonic with Mr. John Astronomy. You are listening to Talking Metal, the silver spacecraft floating right outside our door here, beaming down on us. And John, about a month ago, you checked out one of your favorite bands playing a show at Madison Square Garden. Tell us who and what that was and how was it?
Mark, I have to tell you that Rammstein, their only U.S. appearance recently at Madison Square Garden, was the greatest concert I may have ever seen.
Wow, that says a lot. Kiss and Ozzy and all that. Really? Wow.
Well, I'll clarify. Since the Kiss reunion tour, probably. And this not saying that, you know, that I have any problems with Kiss, because I absolutely do not. Basically, I just have seen Kiss so many times that, you know, and I love Kiss and I love Ace and I love all that stuff. But this concert was just freaking unbelievable. If you go to YouTube and you search Rammstein New York, you'll find a lot of good links, including one that's like practically a pro shot video of about 10 of the songs. You will see what I'm talking about. This was just unbelievable. And I am so into Rammstein at this point that it's out of control.
Cool. Well, how about we play a little right now?
Okay, this is a song off of the latest album, and you, if there's any Talking Metal listeners in Germany, you guys have to help me with the pronunciations. I pronounce the song Ich Tu Der Weh. I don't know if that's really how you say it, but we're going to go for it, and you'll hear Till sing this lyric, but it is a killer song. And the video is also unbelievable. And let me tell you about this. When you see the video, and when Rammstein came out on stage, Till Lindemann, the lead vocalist, opened his mouth. And when he opened his mouth, a giant light shot out of his mouth. And listen to this. What he actually did, you can see the making of the video for this song online. He actually had a hole pierced in his cheek, and they run wires into his mouth that have these high-powered lights, so when he opens his mouth, like, lights come out of his mouth. And even the director was like, well, why don't we, you know, for the video, we'll just fake it and run, like, a little wire alongside of your cheek. He's like, no, stick it in. And so the guy, like, this is how much Rammstein will, you know, they'll do anything to make the show that much more cool, and including piercing your face to put lights inside your mouth. And so check that out in the video. But anyway, it's great. I hope you like this song.
bist du am Leben. Ich steck dir Orden ins Gesicht. Du bist mir ganz und gar ergeben. Du liebst mich, denn ich lieb dich nicht. Du blutest für mein Seelenheil. Ein kleiner Schnitt und du wirst geil. Der Körper schon total entstellt.
Rammstein. And sorry I missed the show. It sounds like it was a lot of fun. How about we keep going with some music here, John? Speaking of Germany, we have a cool band here that sent in a MP3 to us called Hopeless. Hopeless. H-O-P-E-L-E-Z-Z. And they are also from Germany. You want to check this out?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is kind of, I guess I would say, maybe a melodic death metal vibe to it. Great band, and they have opened for Sepultura and Walls of Jericho, and their website is hopelezz.de. This is The New Delight by Hopeless. We'll be right back.
That was The New Delight by Hope Les from Germany. Another great band. So you know what, Mark? We have a couple of letters here. You want to go for some? Okay, I'm going to read this one. This one is from the Buddy Rich of Metal, which is really cool because I like his email. Has like a drum reference. I'm not sure if he wants us to give it out, so I won't say his email. But let me read this. It says, "Sup." That's the subject. You know, like as in what's up. It says, "My friend introduced me to your show back over the summer. I've been listening and joined the forums. You two, as well as the guys at That Metal Show, are the two sources I go to most to hear some great talk and interviews about metal. Episode 332 was a great one, and I really enjoyed hearing some Maiden from my favorite and oftentimes overlooked album by them. Thanks for the good time so far, and good luck to you two in the future. Strength and honor, the Buddy Rich of Metal." Hey, man, thanks for your letter. And we really appreciate you guys checking us out, both you and your friends. So thanks a lot for doing that.
Cool. Here's one that came in to us. Let's see. This says, "Hey, I'm Jason Smith from Springfield, Missouri. I have been rediscovering all your Talking Metal podcasts over the past few months, and I have really been digging the shit out of them. I've been listening for a while now, and I have been wanting to write something to you guys for some time to let you know that other lurkers are out there. I really do respect you guys for flying the flag high for rock and roll and metal, especially these days when it seems there are less and less media outlets for the music to be exposed and discovered. Just out of curiosity, are episodes 1 through 59 going to be available someday on your site? I would like to check those out to see what I might have missed. Fuse should really bring back the Talking Metal TV show. I caught every episode when it was on air, and ironically, it was on before That Metal Show even became successful. I think a lot of metal fans, especially in the States, are starved for metal programming. Gotta tell you, bro, I love what you guys are doing. Keep up the good work, and thanks for your support in the underground rock and metal scene. Hail, cheers, stay metal. Jason." Cool, thanks, Jason. Episodes 1 through 59. I know that right now they are available. I'm not... actually, I think, 11 through 59 are available. If you go to that weird CaptainT.com/address and just change the episode number, you can possibly get them that way. This was another band that was sent in to us. I think it's pronounced Vivien Vane, V-I-V-I-E-N, Vane, V-A-I-N, and features our good friend Carmine Apice on drums. So let's check it out right now. This is Indestructible by Vivien Vane.
That was the track Indestructible by Vivian Vane, featuring Carmine Appice, who is a friend of Talking Metals.
Yes. Always love hearing his drumming. Great stuff, as usual. A couple little bits of news. Lon Friend has a second book coming out, so I'm looking forward to reading that and hope to have him back on the show to promote that. I believe he's releasing it himself, not through a publisher this time. Not sure about that, but I think so. And Adam Curry reported on his podcast that Dee Snider called him, and Dee is interested in starting his own podcast. So that's kind of cool. I would definitely listen to a Dee Snider podcast.
Yeah, definitely. I was listening to, the best of Howard Stern a couple of weeks ago, and there was somebody talking, and I recognized the voice, but I couldn't quite place it, and then it took me about a minute, and I said, hey, that's Dee Snider. And so Dee Snider is a great radio voice, and he actually did some stuff for MSNBC at one point. He was like a voiceover guy.
That's right. That's right. I totally forgot about that. I feel like MSNBC, yeah. Interesting, yeah. Anyways, this song is a great classic, maybe not a classic, lost classic, I'd say, by Twisted Sister, just because a lot of people don't know about it. It's off the Love is for Suckers record. It's called Wake Up by Twisted Sister.
Far. They
Twisted Sister. John's eating some lunch. We're going to wrap things up here on this episode 336 of Talking Metal. John, what are you eating there?
I am eating... excuse me, guys. I am eating... I am not choking. Mark just gave me the Heimlich maneuver. I am having an Asian stir fry here at Tonic in Midtown Manhattan.
Very good. Very good. Let's see. What should we... I don't have any other songs on deck here to play. Maybe I'll let you pick one out. I did want to mention quickly the Mars Attacks podcast is finally up on iTunes. Check that out. Check out my live 365 streams at markstriegelradio.com. And what do you want to play, John?
I'm going to go way back and play a tune that I used to play in one of my high school bands. And believe it or not, I actually played this song at a church picnic. So you'll be surprised that it was In League with Satan by Venom. And we, of course, did the instrumental version because we couldn't very well be singing that at the church picnic. But it's a great tune, and I encourage all of you who may not be familiar with Venom to go out and at least... to go out and at least check out Welcome to Hell and Black Metal, those two records.
Very good. Here it is, little Venom.